you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
TJ Miller this hour, actually in about 10 minutes or so. At Twitter, tweeting on Twitter. It's Tailline Tuesday on Twitter.
That's what you do on
at TNT
Twitter.
Radio Empire.
Yeah, tweet.
And Facebook and broadcast and podcasts available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. App is Radio League. Search Todd and Tyler. We mentioned John Fugelsang also later this morning, but shortly, comedian, actor, one of our buds, T.J. Miller. Can't wait to talk to T.J.
Got an HBO stand-up comedy special coming out this weekend. Right. I believe it's Saturday.
And he's leaving Silicon Valley after this year. We got a lot to talk about. We talked to T.J.
I think two episodes left.
Did you think he was on fire last episode?
Yeah, they did kind of fake you out there for a minute.
And, yeah. then when they show the falopa, I thought they just show it. I really thought the show was sick enough to show a skeleton sitting there or something like that. Yeah. And then it's him sitting there, so he's alive. But spoiler alert, TJ did not die in this week's Silicon Valley.
Oh, some guy in the email is mad at me for...
What'd you do?
Suggesting the Santa Clarita Diet. It's on Netflix. It's the Drew Barrymore, Timothy.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it yet.
I love that show. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, apparently they sat down for dinner, and I forgot to warn them because I don't do that. There's an enormous regurgitation scene.
Well, it's also about cannibalism, so that didn't gross them out? Puking
did? No, it's not cannibalism. She's a zombie.
Zombie.
Well, she's just eating to survive.
She's eating human flesh either way.
Yes.
Yeah, well, apparently they were sitting down at dinner. And this comes early in the first episode.
See, I haven't watched it.
That's how she becomes a zombie. She basically pukes her guts out.
Right.
Yeah, that could be disturbing if you were eating.
Sure.
I could understand that.
And I think we warned you it was zombie stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happens during zombie stuff.
It's not Walking Dead, but there is a bit of gore.
Craig, what's going on?
It is Roy's birthday today. No, I'm sorry. It's Siegfried's birthday today.
Which one got bit?
I think Roy got bit.
Siegfried.
They're not young, man. Those dudes have been around for a long time. So I would say Siegfried, he's going to be kicking the crap out of 80.
It's also Malcolm Siegfried's birthday today.
Yeah.
He is 78.
78. Kicking the crap out of 80. You couldn't get the other one, right?
I'm just going to let it go.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We'll do Malcolm that. McDowell?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's younger.
Okay.
I win.
All right. You do win. So did I. Todd lost again. Just in case that guy hears it and puts it down as a loss.
Right.
He's going to put it down as a loss just to help it. Yeah. Todd lost. Who's older again? It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's two today he lost.
Amazing. Facebook users will possibly be able to post one day with the power of their mind.
Oh, my God.
Well, a lot of them don't really have one.
Yeah, that's how you get on Facebook.
From what I've seen on Facebook.
A team of 60 researchers is said to be developing a virtual reality headset or eyeglasses that allow people to type with just their brains. Zuckerberg says the future of communication is telepathy tech.
Well, that's a little off in the future, isn't it?
They say that the brain-computer interfaces that are in the works will capture users' thoughts and type them out by merely reading their minds. I think that's about all we need. Or quite the opposite of all we need. We don't need that at all.
No, not at all, man.
That's all we need.
I don't want to type stuff that's in my mind.
Walking around with a monitor on my head and my thoughts being printed out for everyone to see.
No, I don't need that at all. I would not hook it up to my head.
No.
Right. How many times have you gone through your Facebook news feed?
Every time.
Man, I wish I could read that person's mind.
Nope. Nope.
It'd be great to read that guy's mind.
I saw seven idiots already. I've only been scrolling there for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little more than I want of their mind.
Mine, right. Well, it depresses me when I think they think that way. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it intrigues me. It makes me curious, but then I really don't want to investigate because I know I just become sad.
Right, right.
Well, you at least got the nice little safety net of not knowing most of the people personally.
Yeah, but the ones that upset me, but the ones that upset me are the ones actually the people I know.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand.
Yeah,
the idiots are just friends on my Facebook that, you know, either religious idiots or right-wing idiots I can deal with because I don't know these people. But when I see people I actually know and grew up with or kind of still care about, relatives.
It does.
I might not even want to hang out with him ever
again.
He's
a Jesus freak.
Well, not so much a Jesus. More of a
Trump.
The Trump freaks now. Freaks I don't get.
I see more Jesus freaks than Trump freaks on my news feed anyway.
Oh, so do I. Yeah. From people that defer this thing from that lifestyle, too.
Yeah, well, I don't really know them, so I can't say if they...
Here you go. Texas just banned Sharia law. Do you support this? That's a meme I just got from somebody shared that. All right.
That's good.
Yeah, there's no comments yet, but I'm waiting. Right there. I don't know that guy. Why would that guy share that?
About time.
Because he thinks Sharia law exists, right?
About time we got rid of that Sharia law.
It is about time.
It was taken over.
Unfortunately, we're making a joke, but somebody actually said that.
All right, here is Rusty in Wichita.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, what's going on?
Are you the first Rusty or the fifth Rusty?
Maybe the sixth Rusty.
Well, I'm actually probably the third Rusty, but we'll go with the fifth.
Okay. All right, go ahead, buddy.
I was just talking about that typing with your mind thing. I've got ADHD, so
my God.
You really wouldn't want to see everything typed out that's going through there.
Yeah, plus we all have thoughts that are not how we actually feel, but you have weird thoughts. So if it would be typed out, it'd be like, oh my God, that guy's just a strange bird.
Man. Yeah, man, that Rusty drifts a lot.
Yeah.
I gave her the drift and Rusty. Thank you, brother. The third Rusty, but you can call him the fifth. That's Rusty.
Yeah, Jim writes, if my mind ends up typing out my thoughts, it would read like penthouse form.
Yes. About every girl in the hallway.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. You really don't want to know.
Oh, it'd be like that movie Liar, Liar, you know, where he just says the truth. I mean, that's what it would be. You would actually have a lot of printed out thoughts that are the truth, and they'd be hurtful to everybody you know.
That's a great scene. He's walking through the office, and, hey, how you doing? And he's just blurting out the first thing.
Exactly.
They're all just horrified.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's what's in my brain.
Yeah. And everybody's brain.
Yeah, and everybody. You're right.
Yeah, we do need a little filter.
Right. How they tell you to type a tweet out or type a message out and then pause and read it 10 minutes later.
I do that a lot.
I know. I should do that. I have typed in stuff anymore, and then I just started going. I started backspacing and getting rid of the whole thing because I realize that no matter how I do it, it's going to sound not the way I wanted it to.
I will type out entire, not you know, page rants, but you know, a paragraph rant, and then decide, nope, rather not put
they
that
say
on
that's
that
good for you.
Person's
right.
page, but it was cathartic just to type it out to get it out.
But then I hear, the funny thing is that with social media, especially Twitter, because I'll handle a lot of Twitter stuff, is I'll decide to tweet something, and then I back off, and I realize that I would have said the same thing tomorrow, the next day, on the air, which reaches many more people than our Twitter. So it's weird, because I'll just say it.
No, but Twitter's weird because somebody can pass it to somebody, you can pass it to somebody.
And, with verbally, you can actually put inflection, make it a joke, have fun with it, explain yourself, and you can on Twitter.
Right. Like, nobody's going to share our podcast with 62 million people.
No.
But, somebody can post one of our posts, which may be offensive.
Like, who would you bang, Michelle Beadle?
Sure.
Or
that shows up on Katy Perry's page, and 62 million people hate us.
99 million.
Join the club.
Or whatever. 99 million?
Yeah, it was 99.4 million or something.
Yeah, there must be some phonies because it was only 60 million a few weeks ago.
Still, she's got a few more than we do.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed that.
85-15 Beetle, by the way.
All right.
I believe she leads the league.
I know. Of course she
does. Doesn't Katy Perry have more Twitter followers?
I think she might be the most.
Anybody,
yes.
Right?
Anybody else?
No.
Puerto Ricans are voting overwhelmingly in favor of becoming the 51st state.
You mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah. I did?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then well, I wrote it out again.
Care.
Then we realized that it would never, even if they cared, the government wouldn't allow it because it's two Democratic senators. We did a bit yesterday.
Yeah. Well, what's the process? Do all the states then have to ratify that?
I think so.
No, a percentage, a large percentage.
Okay.
And
does it go through
the red states won't because it's two more Democrats than the Republican and also another House member.
Does it go through the House, the Senate, and then the states?
I don't know how that works.
I'm not sure of the process.
I'm just a bill. Check it out. We'll see.
The process of statehood.
New Jersey Governor Chris Krispy Kreme comparing the stigma of opioid addiction to that of the HIV and AIDS from 30 years ago. He was at Morristown Medical Center walking doctors through New Jersey's new law limiting first-time prescriptions of the powerful painkiller to just 5 days. The governor is urging doctors not to overprescribe and has made opioid drug abuse his signature issue.
Now, we talked to Jesse Ventura yesterday, and opioids drop in states where medical marijuana is allowed.
Yes.
And Christie is totally against marijuana.
Yeah.
Because of the munchies, obviously, but still.
Yeah.
He says people can't control themselves with marijuana. Anyways, what, 360? facts show that opioid use drops when you allow medical marijuana, why are you against it? Because it's the evil weed, right?
No.
He's not in charge anymore.
Yeah. He doesn't believe it.
Yeah, he doesn't believe it. I can't believe it's happening. Right.
And he thinks... it's politically expedient to do so.
Although everything can be fixed with a good cheeseburger. I think he said that. That was a quote from.
Is he done as governor?
His
next term?
Lame duck.
Yeah, he's a lame duck. Yeah.
Does he have more political aspirations?
No,
he's the opioid drug czar or whatever they call that.
I just think that's a bad parallel. That's a bad analogy.
It really is.
It's a stupid analogy.
Right, because there's no super religious people thinking that opioids is God's way of weeding out bad people.
No.
But they thought that about HIV.
Yes, they did.
That's God's way of getting rid of sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they...
I heard a guy say that years ago.
But they were gay.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's different and all.
What if you
That's
had,
what they say, anyway.
HIV and you were addicted to opioids. Which part do you think that religious person would highlight the most?
HIV.
Yeah.
You have AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Not HIV, I have full-blown AIDS. I got to start singing that in the hallway. I left here during the break, Craig, and I was singing Wake Me Up Before You Go, Go. Don't ask me why, but I'm throwing it on you guys. Because it's, I don't know why I was singing it. And then I was walking towards the bathroom, and I go, wake me up before you go, go. One of the girls from TV comes around the corner, and she goes, and I'm not playing, and she starts singing the song. And I go, sorry. I'm singing that for no reason. Now I'm going to sing You Have AIDS in the hallway.
Nothing like singing George Michael song on the way to the bathroom.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll join in with the harmony.
You're going to have to, because I don't think the girl on TV would walk around the corner saying, and full-blown AIDS. Let's just, this is a show. She might.
Doubtful.
Yeah. I don't know where. Some of my earworms come from. They just come out of nowhere sometimes.
They do.
I've got to wonder if it doesn't come from the grocery store.
That's got to be an influence. And we just don't recognize it. Steve, it's so subliminal.
So the writer Stephen King the other day put an earworm in my head. We follow him on Twitter, and he woke up and said, "I woke up this morning singing Sha-na-na, hey, hey, goodbye." It wasn't that song. It was an early 70s earworm kind of song.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, F you, Stephen. Stephen King.
See, that's...
Because then I started singing it all day.
That's where I'll get some, though. And they're not necessarily talking about a song. Just somebody says... something that is an actual song lyric.
Right.
So you latch onto that, and then the song gets in your head, and all of a sudden you got an earworm.
I woke up this morning with Back Off Boogaloo in my head.
That was it.
Been
Back Off Boogaloo.
Horrible.
Back
I fear off. I may have been possessed by a demon.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen King, for that one, because I was singing Back Off Boogaloo all day. Although a good song. TJ talking a lot.
Yeah, they said he was running a couple minutes behind.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
A couple minutes.
I'm stunned.
Well, they told me two, and that was
3 minutes
we're
ago.
About 4 minutes after. So,
right. Yeah, somebody said something on TV the other day, and the lyrics matched up with Linda Ronstadt's Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
So that's been going through my head for the past couple of days.
All right.
A man in Yokohama.
Which is the one we can't? We always talk about stuff on this show. We can't walk down the hallway singing pretty much everything.
Oh,
what was it?
Alyssa Milano.
Yes.
I knew you were hot when you were nine.
Yeah. Yeah. True, but you can't sing that in the hallway.
No.
Especially picking up the kids at school.
Or wandering around the grocery store.
I knew you were hot when you were nine.
And several Tupac songs that you can't be singing in the hallway.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know them anyway.
I'll teach him to
butter and a pop tart.
That's one.
Well, that's fine in the hallway. That's not going to get you in any trouble.
No, that's acceptable. It's just annoying. It's not offensive.
Smirnoff, the makers of the vodka.
This is a great. I love this campaign. Put it out. Somebody tweeted out the actual print campaign.
Yeah.
At a store.
I was actually surprised about this. Yeah,
I liked it.
In a new ad campaign, Smirnoff says that it is made in America. But we'd be happy to talk about our ties to Russia under oath.
Wow.
Special counsel.
You know what, though? That's a big sign. It sounds like just an ad campaign. We always talk about Republicans drink vodka, too, whatever like that whole bit. Republicans buy shoes, too. But that's a tide turning there. They don't care if they offend 30% of people that don't buy Smirnoff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
they know it's true.
Those are the kind of companies that do a little research before they market.
You got it.
And they figure, well, if we do this, we're going to appeal to more people than we're going to offend.
Right. And they did with me.
Yeah. They don't just go in willy-nilly.
They don't.
Right.
Not the big companies like that.
Right. Throw slogans against the wall.
Not big companies like that.
They test them.
Not at all. Puss is fluffing TJ as we speak. Hang on here.
Really?
I see I'm about to.
Hello. Well, good. Now that you're both here, we can dispense with the mindless chit-chat. I'd like to be the first to offer you both the opportunity to take me off the market.
I don't understand.
I'm saying that I very much respect what you're doing here, almost revere it, and I wanted to offer my services as an associate, and I will not phone it in. I'll be the first one here at 10:30 a.m., and the last one to leave a smidge after 4. I'll, of course, need an office, an attractive personal assistant, paternity leave if that goes well, and an umbrella insurance policy if that does not go well.
Oh,
Meticulously Ridiculous is the HBO special. And it'll be on Saturday.
Hey, TJ.
Starring this guy, TJ Miller. Hey, bud.
Todd, Tyler, how are you guys? Thank you for having me back on. This
good.
My favorite. Well, I love talking to you guys. And it is funny to hear. I haven't seen any episodes yet this year, but now it is funny to hear. I remember that scene. I didn't quite get the tea leaf joke.
But
that's the funniest part.
Do you watch, obviously you don't watch Silicon Valley, or do you watch it as it's running? Or do you watch it at all?
I do watch it, indeed. I mean, that's not true, Kate. We've actually seen an episode or two. But it's, you know, I'm working so much on the next batch of content for people that, you know, it's not the best use of my time, especially
now that I left the show so I could have more time to play carnival games.
Okay, now, that was a big news. Big news you left Silicon Valley. I understand why, because you're a busy man. You got a lot of irons in the fire. But
Is that the whole story?
We love you on that show, and it's sad to see you go.
Tell us the whole story.
Yeah, and it's sad to go. And, you know, because you guys are a thoughtful bunch over there, I will say the real, you know, the reason was in part kind of for love. Cause I wanted to spend more time with Kate, and we moved to New York City.
Yeah, I heard
but
that.
You guys know better than other people that you understand my schedule and the amount of stuff I'm doing. I think a lot of people who just know me from the show were kind of like, well, what do you get? Amazing story. Met Oliver Stone yesterday.
Right.
And he was at the show. He said, it's great. And we were both on Colbert. And I said, you know, I'm actually leaving that show. And he said, well, what are you going to do? Just walk around Los Angeles picking up trash and recyclables? I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
And he's like, do you want to go and do film? You want to start doing film? Is that the idea? And I was like, no, I've been doing film for a little while. And then I realized that he hadn't seen any, as I talked about it, he hadn't seen anything I've ever been in, which makes sense. Except he saw Deadpool. And I was like, oh, see, you saw Deadpool. So that was, he goes, hated it. Hated it. Terrible movie.
He did. He hated Deadpool. Like, okay.
All really?
Right. Yes. Can you believe it? So I sort of, and Deadpool's kind of like meta out there. I mean, Natural Born Killers is an insane movie.
Right, it is.
But it was very meta. And so I couldn't believe it. I said, really? I thought you would like it. He's like, no, hated it. Hated it. We all hated it. And all the people around him were kind of like, yes, we hated it. And
you,
I thought that was so funny. He doesn't like the sense of humor. He goes, it's just not for me. I really didn't like it.
He didn't like all. Office Christmas Party? He didn't like that?
Yeah, he probably wouldn't have liked that either. You should have turned
it. No, I do not think he would have gone for it with Office Christmas Party.
Right. You know?
Oliver Stone, he's an enigma. No one knows.
Did you then proceed to insult some of his movies?
They're tough to, though.
That's what you should have
he's
done.
He's good at everything, though.
You should have said,
I think it would have been really funny. It would have been really funny to be like, well, you know, truth be told, I recently watched Natural Born Killers again, and it doesn't really hold up. But it's nice to meet you, Mr. Stone, and I hope to see you around. He was really, really nice. So he took my number, and he goes, give me your number in case they want to hire you. Write it down.
Man.
So he's this old school Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of, you know, but he's really nice. And it was, you know, it's very strange to meet someone like that. Someone that you've kind of watched growing up and who doesn't really make a lot of public appearances.
No, but you're right.
It's getting stranger and stranger. You know, I just did this underwater thriller with Kristen Stewart and Vincent Cassel, the coolest man in all of France. He's in Eastern Promises and Le Haine, and he's in Irreversible. And those are two very serious actors, you know, and I was still the comedy in the film, obviously, but, you know, it's weird to work with someone like Kristen Stewart, who's sort of revered as one of the best actresses right now, and same with Vincent Cassel, and then it's like Sophie Toddler Body TJ being like, where's my funny?
I love Kristen Stewart. I can't
it's
wait to
getting
see.
Stranger and stranger.
But you made a good point. When I saw you were leaving Silicon Valley, I assumed it's because you were so busy with everything else.
Yeah.
And we follow everything else you do. And you're right. The people that don't know that are thinking, why is he leaving? But that's okay because you got a new stand-up special on right now, HBO. It's called Meticulously Ridiculous. T.J. Miller, which is the previews look really funny. I know you practiced some of that stuff when you were in Omaha last fall, so looking forward to seeing it on stage. Yeah.
We saw it. You already had it
absolutely.
Down there.
Yeah.
Taped in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yes, it was filmed in Denver at the Paramount Theater, the historic Paramount Theater.
Right.
And it was, they were such a good audience. And it's a great special. It's a little divisive. The Sioux City Journal fanned it, and it was really funny the way that they fanned it.
The Sioux City Journal?
Sioux City Journal?
They're up the street from us.
Oh, man.
Who reads it? Don't worry about it.
You tell Bruce R. Miller that I really think it's a very well-written article, and it's a perfect example of how the special is a little bit divisive. It's absurdist, and that's not for everybody. And he didn't really get it. Like, he said, you know, there's, he says stuff like, Miller has a habit of demonstrating his intelligence, but it doesn't lead anywhere funny, that is. From the three-point line, Bruce, swish. But I love that he then writes, when he lampoons himself as star of Yogi Bear 3D, he's much better off, which you and I both know that I have never made fun of Yogi Bear 3D. No. It's the greatest talking bear comic in the history of modern cinema. He's much better off. Miller admits he spent $73,000 last year on carnival games alone, a bit of an insight into his tendency. Now, all of that's amazing. Admit, $73,000 on carnival games, insight into his, I have a tendency to spend, okay, let's do the math real quick, guys. Mm-hmm. I do play carnival games. Carnival games cost between $1 and $3.
Right.
I would have to play over 25,000 carnival games to spend that much money on it. How would I, when would a human being have the time? You can't even do that in a year. 25,000 games of shooting the BB gun and trying to get the entire star to go away, throwing the balls at the milk bottles for 16 hours a day.
You couldn't do it.
20 hours a day, traveling with the carnivals, flying to other carnivals. So for some people, they're just not quite going to get it. He didn't understand that I was kidding. And so I think it'll be really interesting to see what people think of it.
Well, first of all,
is that how deep you had to dig to find a negative review? The Sioux City Journal out of Sioux City, Iowa?
You know what? I love it. I've never been adverse to bad reviews, especially my stand-up, because it's specifically not for anyone. And again, I love a good, well-written.
Yeah, it's not for anyone. You said, by the way, we love your stand-up. We know you're absurdist, and I love that you just said your stand-up's not for anyone. And we will all watch. TJ, I know this is one of those tours we're going to let you go, but let's talk soon, all right, man?
Yes, absolutely. We'll all be back to play live, and then hopefully you'll have me in the studio.
No, we're busy that day. You're absurdist. I don't get it.
We'll see what the Sioux City Journal has to say.
I don't get you, TJ. You're absurdist. All right. See you, bud. Thanks, man.
See ya. Bye, guys. My statement doesn't talk to anyone.
TJ Miller, Sioux City Journal. First of all, I don't like critics anyway. The ones that write it down, we're all critics. I get it. But when they just delve into something so stupid, he's absurdist, so I don't get it. Well, if you don't get it, that's fine. But it doesn't mean it's not funny. It means it's funny to people that know what absurdist means.
Well, that is the bellwether.
He's TJ Miller.
Yeah, apparently that's what he did last night on Colbert.
Absurdist stuff.
No, he roasted this dude from the.
Oh, he did. Oh.
Going through the review on with Colbert last night.
Oh man, yeah. That might have been funny as hell, man.
Well,
no, I understand.
Colbert gave Oliver Stone a hell of a time.
Did he?
All because of the Putin crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making him a real guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he's an evil villain.
And then told him Natural Born Killers doesn't really hold up.
I love I love that people can tell people, because I would never tell somebody to their face if they're in a movie it sucked unless they thought it sucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never say, oh, that's horrible.
You wait for them to say Soul Plane was awful.
And then you make fun with it.
And then you go, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was
awful. I hated it. Yeah. You were Deadpool. Yeah, I was in Deadpool. I hated that. It's horrible.
I usually wait to see what the Sioux City Journal has to say, because they are the bellwether of all entertainment
I'm
publications.
I'm guessing they can hear us, by the way, in Sioux
City.
Nothing
on Entertainment Weekly.
I'm anxious if he likes this show. Probably not.
What do you think?
Nah.
What do you think?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.